This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, out here at Comerica Park and Kang Gator, I just met a bit of a kind of a guy who's infamous on the show. I just met Steve, who bought a truck in Missouri.
Oh, did you?
Yes. Steve. And for people who miss the story, he was driving to a game in Houston last week.
Steve wanted to buy a space heater? No?
Steve's driving to a game in Houston. He's got tickets. His car breaks down in the middle of nowhere, Missouri. He gets it towed to a dealership. They can't get it fixed. He's going to miss the game he has tickets to. He's nowhere near a rental car place. So he bought a new truck. He bought a new truck. And drove the rest away. And I said to him, you're going to get talked about. And I said, you, in fact, authentically had already just come up on the show today when we saw that this was considered the eighth best home field advantage of the eight remaining teams.
Hey.
So I think the people here will try and prove that wrong today. But
nowhere to go but up.
Our guy Steve, just met him. What a pleasure. Yes, Kitech, he does still have the truck. I'm looking up on Twitch. He still has a truck. He drove it down here today. His old truck is still getting fixed in Missouri. He's got to go back. I think he said he's going back Thursday to get it. So, legend move. A guy, pure legend. All right. So, every Tuesday, although this year week it was Wednesday because of the bye week kind of messed everything up, Dan Campbell joined the morning show. And we like to bring you the most interesting stuff that he had to say. And we'll start with this. Can the head coach of the Lions make it to a Tiger game? Here's what he had to say. So there's a couple things there. One is, I absolutely love that now a phrase and a term that just really does get to the core of what Detroit's all about, grit, has become a rallying cry for our teams. And it's working. It started with Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes and their approach it with the Lions. And now these guys over here have start calling themselves the Gritty Tigers. And I just love it. And Dan Campbell, the fact that, like, that, what you heard there was genuine, right?
Yeah.
Like, we know Dan Campbell as much as you can know him in jobs in the media. But, like, that was genuine. That was genuine excitement about what the Tigers are doing.
Yeah, well, because it is. I mean, look, when he got here, Lions were in shambles. Tigers were going nowhere. And, you know, the Red Wings and the Pistons were spinning their wheels too. And to see the teams grow the way that they have, obviously the Tigers have done tremendous growth, you know, 66 wins to 77 wins to 86 or whatever it's been. It's a nice climb over 3 years. And the Lions did their climb for the first 3 years, and hopefully the fourth year is going to even be even better. The Red Wings have you know, they've gotten better each and every year. You know, and we are hoping that the Pistons can kind of find their way here with a core of players and a new coach, and there's a whole new kind of energy about them. And, yeah, I'm going to be positive about that too. But, you know, baseball and football drive this town. We know when the hockey is good, it's hockey town.
Yep.
We love it, right? But it's not. It doesn't feel like it's got the same amount of drive to it that baseball does, because it's 162 games. It's twice as many games as you see in a hockey season, and you're just so invested. And it's a big payoff for the fans that have stood by this team for the years. And, yeah, I think that's something that Dan Campbell can appreciate, because – he's done the same thing with the Lions.
I also feel like we should thank Dan for listening when he said, I heard all the talk in the offseason. You know, why these guys don't know what they're doing, and why don't they trade this guy? And I'm like, ooh, he was listening at the trade deadline.
Somebody else is checking receipts. Learning that from Brad Holmes.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's funny because they give, on the morning show, they give Jansen a hard time for the phrase, let it play out.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, I know in this business, let it play out. You know what all let it play out means? All let it play out means, I think there's a good chance that this is going to change. That's all.
Well,
that's all it is. It's not good now. And when things are bad in sports, it feels like they're never going to be good. And when things are good in sports, it feels like you're never going to lose again.
You know, when Gibby called into the morning show a couple months ago, and then that kind of went viral for a moment, right? It was he saw some positives in the team that other people didn't want to see. And Kirk sees things through a different prism. And yet, in the end, he's got to be feeling pretty good about himself because a lot of that ended up panning out. Should we all have felt that way about it? I don't think so. But, I mean, I could respect his opinion on it, seeing things that we don't see because he can see the work that's done in behind the scenes. He knows people like Tram that work with these players out on the field, and he knows the coaching staff, and, you know, and they can tell you, look, it's going to happen at some point because we're doing the things we need to do. And then eventually that happened. It just kind of clicked, and offensively it worked. They went from first to third. They did all these little things that you talk about, playing in the margins. And the pitching has been spectacular. And it's been done in a way that nobody in the history of the game has ever done before. And it's out of necessity, but it's also out of logic and reason based on the numbers that they see. And it's fantastic to see all this come out. And yet, you bring up the point about Reese Olson coming back. Cato Montero's pitching today. Are they starting to get back to really the conventional way that you can do things? Now, that happens only if Reese Olson goes six innings and Cato Montero goes six or seven innings and Scooble does that, and you got your three guys to pitch in the postseason. Everybody else can contribute. I don't suspect we're there yet, but I do like the fact that Reese Olson went five of innings of shutout baseball after he gave up the home run. I do like that Montero pitched two or three innings the other night of shutout baseball, that maybe they can get back to getting, you know, a bulk outing from some of these guys.
Well, the one thing that Montero brings to the table in the start today is he is a guy that they would leave in beyond two innings. You know, it's not – this isn't – he might just be an opener, but he has the potential to be more than that. So,
are you heating up right now?
I am heating up. It is – well, you see, it's as soon as the sun – moves over. You said it earlier. It's 20 degrees difference.
It's at least 20 degrees difference.
I might start peeling off more layers. You never know. So 248-539-9797. All right. Dan Campbell,